ChatGPT-04 is back. Wait, what? I thought ChatGPT-5 just came out, because it did last week, but there was such a huge uproar of people losing access to a model, the 04 model, that they've come to love, that really points to human attachment to software and technology. ChatGPT just came out with its new model, and the team and Sam Altman just released a blog saying, we apologize, we didn't realize how big of an impact this was going to have. People showed up with pitchforks, and we now are putting the legacy model 04 back into the model selector, because 05 was supposed to be the end of model selecting, and I've been really impressed with it so far. I'll talk about that differently, but this is really about humans and emotional dependency upon technology. So there's been, you know, other use cases like this, you know, when a show gets pulled off of Netflix too soon, or, you know, you lose access to some software that you use because they stop, you know, offering updates for it. But never before has there been such like emotional connection to these AI models that developers are really going to have to take this into account of how they are going to, you know, upgrade and let go of legacy models. Because this shows that humans are getting attached to these things. And I have a huge, you know, I've done a webinar on how to use AI for self-discovery, and I had to go very deep into the emotional discovery attachment process of this, because there are huge red flags of all about this with how humanity is unprepared with gaining access to these models that are going to get to know us better and going to, you know, offer empathy and understanding and advice. And unless we have good, strong boundaries over the how we use these things, they're going to just creep in and become your little bestie, maybe even your girlfriend, boyfriend. This is already happening. And as these things continue to develop, this is going to be even a bigger issue. And it's not the technology that's at fault here. It's about human beings not understanding how these things work, not understanding how the human psychology works, and not having the education and discipline to put up boundaries, safe boundaries, so that we're not, you know, putting a ring on it. And I love to talk about this stuff because I find it super fascinating, because this is an extremely powerful model that just came out. Extremely powerful tool for humanity, but we need to understand how to use it.